Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little,
followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, it is. Welcome back to the week, Carrie Bickmore.
Happy Monday.
G'day, Tommy Little.
Isn't it a happy Monday, you guys?
I'm back.
You're back?
You know how I was out of action last week? I was sick. I was flu-y.
You're not sounding snotty.
No, it's the first morning I woke up and I didn't have dry mouth. And I was like, I'm winning.
Well, this show's got off to a sexy start.
You know when you get a cold and you breathe through your mouth, and when you wake up and you go, there's no moisture.
And I'm on top of the world as well.
Why are you on top of the world?
Because I have started hocking R&B Vine Days tickets on the side for quite a lot of money.
Oh.
Yeah, I stole a whole bunch from the office and they are moving like a hotcake.
I did try to get some for friends today and was told us that they're going so fast and everyone wants them that they don't have any.
Yeah, I couldn't actually get any tickets. No, but we are giving some away later in today's show, the hottest tickets in town. And up next, I was out last night, Vickers, and I'm not very confrontational. I don't like if I'm at a restaurant, somebody hands me a meal, and it's completely the wrong meal.
You just eat it.
I say,
thank you.
And
you're not me. Is that what you mean?
I'm not you. No.
I'd say, I didn't order that. Can you get the other one for me? And I'm not waiting any longer because I've already been waiting 20 minutes. I want the prawns.
And
I don't want the beef.
From the side, I'm going, so sorry about her. So sorry. We'll never come here again. Please don't spit in my food too. I took charge last night at the restaurant for the first time and it didn't go well.
Oh.
I'll tell you about it next.
Okay. Chat about that next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because last night was the last Sunday project for the year.
It was.
And so we went out as a team to celebrate afterwards.
We've never been out as a team on the weekday project. We need to start whatever vibe you got going on.
Sundays is wild. We went out and we went to a Japanese restaurant and we were sitting around and we ordered. And Rachel Corbett, one of the gorgeous women on the show, she's gluten intolerant, right? A glutard, as I've been told I'm not allowed to call them.
Oh, yes. I was going to thought you were going to say, as I've been told is what they're called. And I was like, I don't think so.
No, I'm just getting the shake of the head again. I regret using the term. And so, you know, we were ordering a few different things because tempura was the only thing that she couldn't have.
Of course. But then she can have rice. She can have most of the stuff at a Japanese restaurant.
Yep. Yeah. Sashimi, almost all the other stuff was fine. But the best thing that came out, because the boss was paying, right, he ordered these like lobster tempura pieces with like this delicious dipping sauce.
Oh.
And they were unbelievable. And I...
Did you eat them in front of her when she couldn't eat them?
I smashed about 40 of these things in front of her. And then we ordered more as a table. We were like, get some more of these things that you can't have.
Spinach leaves.
She was eating single grains of rice by that stage that were off the floor. And finally she goes, oh, I'll just check. Because sometimes they use rice flour instead of the wheat flour. So some in the tempura, so it might be fine. And so she asked one of the waitresses who was Japanese, this guy, and she goes, can you find out? And he goes, yes, I'll be to the kitchen and I'll come back. Then he went past about three times and I'm like,
old mate is
not coming back. And so I, unlike my usual self, went, Rach, don't worry, I'll take care of this.
Had you had a couple of drinks?
Yes. And
I've seen that Tommy before.
I grabbed another waitress and I said, excuse me, sorry, we asked just before, but we just wanted to check. My friend here is gluten intolerant and she'd like to get into these absolutely delicious little lobster tempura things. And the waitress goes, oh, that's fine. They're rice, made with rice flour.
Oh,
they're fine.
Great.
And she goes, are you sure? Because it's pretty bad, my intolerance. And she goes, yeah, no, it's fine. Just maybe don't use the dipping sauce. And she goes, okay. And she chucks about four in her mouth, right? And she's like, oh, my God. This is the best thing ever. And I'm like, I know. I'm so sorry we've kept you waiting so long. And then the Japanese waiter returns. And he says, hey, they're made with wheat. And she looks up, mouth full of the pieces. She goes, what? And he goes, they're made with wheat. And I went, don't worry, champ, I've got this. I took charge of it a little while ago when you were dawdling, buddy. So I went across. I said, don't worry. I asked one of the other waitresses. And he looks and points at her and goes, the white one. And I said, yeah. And as he said that, I started to panic. And he goes, I'm Japanese. I just asked the Japanese chefs in Japanese, trust me, there's weed in that. And she, like, panics. And I looked at her and
how
I was like...
How much had she swallowed or was she just still chewing?
No, she'd swallowed.
Okay.
She'd swallowed and...
So what's her reaction? What happens when she has it?
It goes
through her.
It goes, yeah. Yeah, and she immediately, and I'm like, oh, Rach, I'm so sorry. Like, I was trying to take charge. Oh. And she's like, and the other waitress, then she comes running back over.
Oh, no.
And she goes, hey. And I went, are they okay? That's all I said again. Are they okay? And she looked down, and she could see the plate was empty. She goes, we just need to check. Are you allergic or intolerant?
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, you know. And Rach just goes, intolerant, but like she's still got a piece of lots to be in her mouth. She's like, just intolerant. Aww. And she goes, oh, then you should be fine, and walks off.
Have you spoken to Rach since? How quickly before the attack came on?
She started to sweat in about 5 minutes.
See, that's a good lesson for also for anyone who thinks that gluten intolerance is not a thing, which so many people do.
I've seen it.
Sit next to someone with the intolerance and watch them
overheat
and then go to the toilet.
And ask a white waitress in a Japanese restaurant, hey, excuse me, this bloke's taken a bit long.
So what lesson did you take out of that? Not get involved in the future?
No, don't trust white people in Asian restaurants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I want to know, 13 10 60, when has the restaurant tried to kill you? Because although I intervened and said, I'll take charge of this, it was her fault.
It was your fault.
No, I just asked the question.
Left it for the guy to come back.
It was her fault.
See, you're the white guy that got involved too.
That's
right.
She
left it to the Japanese man. He knew exactly what was going on.
I should have. I still want to know, when has the restaurant tried to kill you? 13 10 60. Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, last night we went out to celebrate the end of the Sunday project for the year, and Rachel, one of the girls that we work with, is gluten intolerant. And I took charge and said, has this got gluten in it? And one of the waitresses said no, and it did.
After she'd eaten about 5 tempura, not crab, what was it?
Lobster. She hoovered lobster like nobody's business. So we are asking on 13 10 60, Zoe, when did the restaurant try and kill you?
It wasn't me, it was my husband.
Okay.
But it was a Christmas party a couple of years ago. He's anaphylactic to egg. And we asked all the questions throughout the night, went through a couple of meals, everything fine, came to dessert, asked the question, they went into the kitchen, checked, supposedly, came back, said it was fine, so he started eating it and ended up in hospital, nearly had to intubate him and made me and my mother-in-law leave the room and it was touch and go, like he really nearly died.
Oh my
God.
Yeah.
You've taken this call topic very literally.
We did ask for when did the restaurant try to kill you.
You're right, and you are bang on topic, Zoe. You've nailed it.
Yeah.
Wow. And so what's the follow-up then? Do you call the restaurant and say, hey,
we did try to take action because he literally nearly died, but it sort of came back to the fact that he didn't need time off work and...
Oh, wow. So you can't get damages for that?
No.
Surely it's just negligence anyway,
so
you've
got to do whatever's going to happen. The Christmas party is been a Monday night, not a Friday night with going into the weekend when you're in hospital on the weekend. Good lesson, everyone.
Yes.
Plan your Christmas parties for a Monday night.
I mean, Sally, that's a hectic way to start. Is yours as hectic as that?
Pretty awful.
What happened?
Went to a cafe in Elizabeth Street, a group of 18-year-olds, and we were a bit younger, and... had the munchies, had a few drinks, grabbed a few buckets of chips, and I covered mine in vinegar that was sitting on the top of the bain-marie, left the cafe, threw a handful of these chips in my mouth because I'd been drinking and I was starving, and the vinegar had been mistakenly filled with bleach.
Oh.
So did it burn?
Oh, everything. I just threw up. My throat was... because I'd eaten them so quickly, I threw up, we ran back to the cafe to tell them, and all they did was say, oh, would you like some other chips? They panicked the vinegar back out the back. But because we were young and we didn't really know what else to do, they didn't do anything about it, really.
But you'd also had a few drinks. Did you get the other chips?
I think we did.
Yeah. I would have been furious. I would have been like, I can't believe this. Yes, I will have the other chips. Chicken salt, please.
Finally, should we go to Janine? Janine, when did your restaurant try and kill you?
Oh, they got me with chili. I went into a Thai restaurant and asked for tom yum soup. And, you know, they always say yes to everything. Yes. Well, I said, little chili. Yes, yes, come out. They had that much bloody chili in this suit. Oh, my God. My lips went purple. I couldn't speak. I couldn't, nothing. You should have, oh. I was going to have a heart attack at five. My whole face went bright red. Oh, my God. And they thought it was funny. Little chili. I'll give you a little chili.
Firstly, Janine, I love you. You're awesome. But I need to ask you a slightly personal question. Was it worse at the time?
Morning, oh, my God. The next morning was worse than the night before.
I would have thought so.
Ouch.
I'm sorry, damage.
You'll set fire to toilet paper at that rate.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, you have to go on to our Instagram and Facebook page and see some images we're about to talk about next, because they fill me with so much joy.
It is so funny.
Okay, so let's set the scene. There's a makeup artist in Scotland. I can't do a Scottish accent.
She's have her work cut out for her.
Why? A makeup artist in Scotland. Need a bit of bronzer? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Just a bit of work too. Beautiful, beautiful people internally.
Well, they can't all be unattractive.
Mate, go to Edinburgh. Okay. I'm going to rock your world.
Call us 13 10 60.
No, they're beautiful.
Hot and from Scotland. Anyway, there's a makeup artist called Dan, and she went online to order a red pair of pants that she'd seen online, doing a bit of online shopping. She was like, oh, that came across a store called Pretty Little Things. She was like, I need those pants, right? In her Scottish accent. That was a bit American.
I need those pants.
No, I'm not going to do the accents. You do the accents.
No, I think yours is better than mine.
Anyway, she got really excited, right, and then was waiting for the parcel to arrive.
Yes.
And then the parcel arrived and she opened it and she put the pants on. She's 5.9. She's 5 foot.
That's what I gave him about out of 10 as well, to be honest.
She's 5'9", so she's not short, right?
She's quite tall. Yeah.
And these pants are so long that when she holds them up above her boobs, underneath her armpits, they still are longer than where her feet are. It's still like she's got flippers on.
Yeah, fooey.
And she's posted them going, what is going on? Costume fail, outfit fail, what is wrong with a store that sends me pants that are too big for my entire body? But then everyone started posting their own pics of when the same things happened.
This is the curse of online shopping, right?
Yes. When you get it, like, look at that little cute little jumpsuit that woman's wearing there.
I know. It's a little jumpsuit that's quite busty and revealing.
Kardashian-esque.
And hot. Kardashian-esque is perfect way to describe
it. Describe the person that's got it and put it on.
She looks like you've put her in the dryer and she's come out four sizes too small when she's wearing basically
like a onesie?
A bed suit.
A onesie with flippers?
onesie with flippers is perfect.
But it reminded me, I remember when I just finished breastfeeding and I was like, I'm going to get some new swimmers. And they're on Facebook, there was this brand that kept popping up and there were swimmers for $4. And I was like, I'm buying. Like, and they had
Bickmore loves a bargain.
And they had so many cool designs. So I ordered like four or five pairs of these swimmers and And I ordered them, I think even a size too big, because like, I don't know what's going to happen with my boobs now that I've stopped feeding and all the rest of it. Anyway, they arrived and they were so small that when I'd put the bikini bottom on, they'd go over one cheek and then I'd pull them across to get them across the other cheek and then they'd move into the butt crack. Then I'd pull them back across the other cheek. They only covered just one butt cheek. And the top, and I'm not kidding you when I say this, I think they barely covered my areola.
Wow.
And they were being sold as a proper bikini top and bottom. I ended up giving them to my friend's 10-year-old,
right? It's gone a lot more biological than I thought it was going to go.
No, but that's what...
Did you not just double up? You had it four pairs. Could you not just wear one on each
butt cheek
and one on each areola?
I didn't think of that. Anyway, that's the problem with online shopping.
I mean, you know the other problem. You put it out there. You said, hey, if you're hot and you're Scottish, give us a call. We've not got one. No.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy. Oh, yes.
R&B Fridays presents R&B Vine Days. Boys to Men, TLC, Shaggy and more. Touring this February. The Shaggy. Hunter Valley, Mount Cotton and the Yarra Valley. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster until sold out. Sing the next line for R&B Vine Days tickets.
Yeah, this is going to be absolutely massive. R&B Vine Days coming to a vineyard near you. We've got actually tickets to give away. We're going to play an R&B tune to Carrie and Tommy. Guys, you are actually playing for a listener. You're going to listen to the song. You've got to buzz in with your name and sing the next line of that R&B tune.
I mean, it makes me nervous.
It does, because it's one thing when you're like, we're just playing each other, mm. but it's different when there's somebody else's concert tickets on the line.
I know.
We've got Amy and Cara.
They both registered. Come on, Tommy.
Already,
Cara. Cara, I'm gonna try my little heart out for you, Cara.
Oh, you better. My boss has just walked back in, so I need an excuse. Like, I need a reason why I've been on the phone.
Okay.
Oh, are you gonna take your boss with you?
No.
Who wants to take their boss?
Well, it depends how much she's at risk of losing her job.
No, it just depends if your boss heard that.
Amy, I'm gonna try my best too.
Let's go, Carrie.
I started the year winning all of our singing competitions that Tommy and I had, but something's happened in the last few months and he's really gotten the edge on me, so I feel like I might be the underdog, but I'll try my hardest.
Don't let him break you. You've got this.
Okay. All right. Let's do this, Buzz.
All right, we got Amy Carr. You guys sit tight. The song is this one, guys. Remember to buzz in with your name and sing the next line.
Tommy.
You've buzzed in too early, Tommy.
Carrie. Gonna have it your way or nothing at all. Got it. Because you think you're moving too fast.
Carrie, you've won. Congratulations.
I didn't know we couldn't buzz in too early.
You did know that.
Oh, Tommy.
Sorry. Cara, I'm so sorry. I was so keen to get it that I just jumped the gun.
Oh, Amy, you've got two tickets to R&B Vine Days. Take a friend. Go have fun. If you want to play tomorrow, head to hit.com.au and register.
Why are we doing
now.
It like this?
Why?
I feel really bad.
Mate,
now.
You just didn't play by the rules.
I tried. I thought it was. There's no words after that bit.
Register at hit.com.au. R&B Vine Days with Carrie and Tommy right across Australia.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What are you chuckling about?
Nothing. I was just rereading because we were about to talk about what we were texting each other this morning, and I was just rereading it, and it was making me chuckle.
I mean, you got quite abusive in these texts, to be honest.
Okay, we should set up. We were trying to plan today's show.
Yes,
and we were just throwing around ideas.
Yeah, we're texting back and forward, and then can I read them that text message, the thing you did on the weekend?
No, you can't.
You sure?
Don't read that bit.
Okay.
Don't get me in trouble. Okay.
Okay. And I said you should talk about that on the show.
and I said we're not going to do that.
You said no.
No, you can read. After that, we would try. You asked me what I got up to on the weekend.
Yes. And then you
said. And I told you what I got up to on the weekend.
Yes.
And sent you a video even of it. I was very excited and proud.
Yeah. You sent me a video of Ollie playing piano.
Mm-hmm.
And I can give you a bit of pots and pans here.
It's not pots and pans, it's Ode to Joy.
I'll explain that to you later. It's fine.
nothing, mate.
Nothing, mate.
Okay.
And then I wrote back underneath that. I wrote lit AF, and then put a little fire emoji. And then you wrote back, please talk normally. Full stop. Is that light a fire? And I wrote back.
No, I said, or is that. Awesome as
F
word.
Yeah.
And you wrote back, mate.
Mate.
And I said, I don't understand. Then you sent me a picture of a man in shorts and on the back of his leg, he's obviously at a skate park, but he looks like a 55-year-old man. On the back of his leg, he has a tattoo that says lit. And I wrote back, you and that man in that photo are far too old to be saying lit AF. What are you, like 20? You're 32, mate. You can't say lit AF. I don't even know what it means, but you can't say it.
You don't know what lit means?
No, I actually don't know what lit means.
I mean...
It means have fun, does it?
Well, sure.
And what's the pots and pans? Why are you laughing at me saying pots and pans?
Something. You're getting sidetracked,
No,
mate.
I'm not, because you laughed. And I don't like when I don't understand.
It's all right. It's all right. So... What's happening? So what's happening?
You want to mock my weekend.
No, I don't want to mock your weekend.
You do.
No.
That's what you want to do.
I just think you're talking it down and we can dress it up and make it sound like the most lit weekend of all time.
No, you want to mock me and I'm happy to play along, but I want you to know I'm very proud of my weekend. Just because it's not your ideal weekend, I enjoyed it.
What could I possibly mock about a piano concert?
When you have kids, you'll be very proud when you watch your kid playing Beethoven on the piano.
You've taken this the wrong way.
I haven't.
Yes, you have. I think it is lit. I think it's great.
Whatever lit means.
I also do feel awkward saying that word so many times.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you what else I did on the weekend?
Yeah, but Buzz, can you trick it up and make it actually sound lit? Yeah, if you can give us a bit of that. Because what did you do?
So Saturday night we decided to go for a sleepover at the in-laws, and Ollie and I did a puzzle.
Now she's talking.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. We had Harry Potter on in the background.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday, we had to take a plate to the piano thing, so we made sausage rolls.
You made sausage rolls?
From scratch.
From scratch?
Yeah, I felt like a rock star. They're amazing. They're from Matt Preston's new book.
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What else? Oh, Friday night?
Yeah.
Friday night, we got Uber Eats.
Oh.
I mean, mate, do you want me to go on? My weekend was lit AF.
I want to get it was lit AF. I want to get other people involved. 131060, if you had the most unlit weekend and you want us to make it sound lit, give us a call.
During this song, can you explain what lit means? Because I'm using it a lot and I don't know what I'm talking about.
131060, how unlit was your weekend? We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, if you're feeling like your weekend wasn't that wild.
Which I'm not.
Okay, but we're still here to help because we can trick it up and make it sound amazing.
Mm.
For example, Bickmore.
Well, 131060, if you had an unwild weekend.
Yes. If your weekend wasn't lit, as the kids are saying.
As the kids, as a 32-year-old man opposite me keeps saying.
Yeah, boys.
Because I went to Ollie's piano concert on the weekend. It was awesome. And I don't know why you're mocking it or why you're telling me it ain't lit.
Okay, but we can make it. Look how good we can make that sound if we do something. So, Bickmore, what did you do on the weekend?
I went to Ollie's piano concert. I've been popping, popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. I feel like that one suited the sausage roll making better.
Hey, David, you're great man. We're going to make your non-lit weekend sound lit. David, what did you get up to?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Oh, living the dream, mate. What did you get up to?
On Friday, my mum decided to bring the whole family over, pump Christmas carol, and decided to put the Christmas tree up.
Sounds wild, David.
What? How was that experience, David? Was it lit?
Oh, lit AF.
Let's go to Sam from Canberra. Oh, Sam's just dropped out.
He's
enough.
Trying to get the old phone to Can't ring a dial again.
Let's go to Steph from Sydney. Steph, how lit was your weekend?
Oh, it was really lit. On Saturday, I worked 12 hours, and on Sunday, I worked 13. It's bad and bullshit.
Hey, Steph, is that the first time you've ever used the word lit?
Yeah, I'd say so, yep.
Yeah.
Is it the last?
Yep, probably. Yeah.
You sounded as comfortable using it as I do.
Let's go to Courtney. Courtney, how lit was your weekend?
Courtney, are you there? Nah, let's
she
go
will
to...
be in 7 seconds. She's got to turn her radio down.
Let's
in the
go to Xenia. What a name. Xenia, your name is lit. How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty lit, I guess. I took my brother to dancing on Saturday and spent the day with my grandma. And then the next day, I spent the whole day with my two grandparents playing a game called Rummy Cub. Started from the bottom, now we're
here. Oh. See, Xenia, the thing about you and I is, see, that sounds like my perfect weekend. I love a bit of Rummy Cub. Is that what it's called?
What is Rummy Cub?
Numbers really. It's nothing too interesting, I guess.
I mean, it sounds fun.
I think we just have to finish on Courtney.
Yeah, sure.
Because I think Courtney, I mean, how was your weekend, babe? What'd you get up to?
I cleaned my carpet all weekend.
Oh.
Look at us, aren't we? You're an exciting bunch.
What a lit AF subject.
Oh.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Buzz, of all the people you've worked with, do you reckon Carrie is the best at speaking over the end of the song?
I'd say without a doubt.
Yeah.
Did I speak then? What was I saying?
It's actually every song.
Well, Mike's alive.
Turn my mic on yet. I've got stuff to
Buzz
say.
Buzz warns us so many times. He goes, Mike's going live. They're going live. They are going
I've
live.
Got, I do my what hand was signals. I talking about then?
You were just saying stuff about Evie. Yeah.
Well, she's cute.
She is super cute.
I asked
cute.
Her what she was taking to work today, and she said stuff. Forget Sam Smith. Let's hear more of
Evie. Everybody have an absolutely radiant Monday.
I'm going to have a lit AF night tonight, and I'm going to see you all tomorrow.
Hamish and Andy's last week starts next. See ya.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up Podcast is ready to download now from the Hit Network app.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.